HIV. Kenya has over the past decade achieved an 83% reduction in new HIV infections, from 101,560 in 2013 to 16,752 in 2023. Health Cabinet Secretary, CS, Dr. Deborah Barasa has said that the number of people living with HIV on antiretroviral therapy has nearly doubled to 1,336,681 in 2023. Although AIDS-related deaths have dropped by 65%, from 58,446 in 2013 to 20,480 in 2023, every life lost reminds us of the work still needed, said the CS. Speaking on Wednesday during the launch of the World AIDS Day 2024 Half Marathon in Nairobi, Dr. Barasa said that achieving viral suppression remains crucial for those on antiretroviral therapy, adding that 97% of people living with HIV on treatment in Kenya have reached this milestone. Reducing mother-to-child transmission rates from 14% in 2013 to 7.3% in 2023 is another step forward, yet our target is to reach less than 5% by 2025, said Dr. Barasa. The CS highlighted that the challenges remain, particularly in addressing HIV, AIDS among children, adolescents, and young people. Adolescents, especially girls, face a triple threat of HIV infections, early pregnancies, and exposure to sexual and gender-based violence, she said. She advised that to end AIDS, there is need for everyone to come together, harness collective power, and see this mission through to the finish line. The Kenyan government has placed universal health coverage at the forefront of its agenda, with ending AIDS as a top priority. The president is dedicated to guiding efforts to ensure Kenya reaches this goal by 2027, 3 years ahead of the 2030 global target, said Dr. Barasa. The CS said that the HIV movement exemplifies a strong commitment and shared responsibility. Health Cabinet Secretary, CS, Dr. Deborah Barasa holding a placard on Wednesday during the launch of the World AIDS Day 2024 Half Marathon in Nairobi. Photo by Joseph Ng'ang'ar, to ensure the sustainability of universal health coverage, particularly for HIV care, we have reformed our healthcare model to strengthen national systems, addressing inequalities and exclusions in our social health insurance program. This model emphasizes preventive healthcare as a foundational element, underscoring our commitment to identifying and addressing gaps that will enhance our collective resolve, explained the CS. Dr. Barasa urged all Kenyans to register with the Social Health Authority, SHA, to be part of this vital journey towards better health for everyone. This year's World AIDS Day commemoration is a rallying call focused on one aim: ending AIDS and confronting its associated risks, new HIV infections, unintended pregnancies, and gender-based violence, a mission we refer to as ending the triple threat, she said. The CS added that AIDS-related deaths continue to be a pressing issue, with an estimated 20,480 lives lost in a single year, numbers that are far too high. While HIV prevalence is lower among men, 2.2%, compared to women, 4.5%, approximately 4,205 men aged 45 and older succumbed to AIDS-related illnesses in 2023, she said. Dr. Barasa explained that this year's World AIDS Day 2024 commemoration will specifically focus on promoting the health and well-being of men and boys. Approximately 487,710 men and boys in Kenya are living with HIV, and we will advocate for early diagnosis and treatment to reduce AIDS-related deaths within this demographic. She said that men and boys often encounter barriers to accessing health services, which can adversely affect family and community health outcomes. As we approach this event, I urge everyone, regardless of age or background, to join us for the World AIDS Day Half Marathon on December 1 in Nairobi. Whether you're running, supporting from the sidelines, or volunteering, your participation is a contribution to a future of hope and resilience, she said.